Sitting in a Senate committee room in downtown Columbus, Jody Davis waits patiently to tell her story.
I'm also a Christian. I'm also a mom. I'm also a wife who happens to be transgender.
As she stands before lawmakers, she talks about the kind of treatment she faces as a transgender woman.
I face discrimination from the majority of places at which I attempted to rent an apartment for identifying myself as transgender.
She says she experiences this prejudice in a number of scenarios, such as when it came time to buy a wedding dress.
After some hesitation discussion with a manager, they were able to find one person at the store who was willing to work with me and fit me.
Davis is testifying in support of a Senate bill that would add gender identity and sexual orientation to the list of classes protected by the state's anti-discrimination laws. Also known as the Ohio Fairness Act, the bill would apply to issues with employment, housing, and public accommodations. Davis emphasizes the importance of creating these protections, which exist in some local municipalities, but not statewide. She adds that this can also send a message of support for the LGBTQ community, including young people.
They're trying to figure out themselves, and any kind of legislation that they can look to and say, it's safe for me to be here, it's safe for me to be myself in my high school, in my college, in my jobs, in my family.
Davis was not the only one to share their story. One by one, different people who identify as LGBTQ and their allies stepped up to talk about how the bill could help them.
My name is James Knapp. My pronouns are he, him, his. I went to a private Catholic school in Akron, Ohio. I mention that only because it's still an all-girls school, and looking at me, you would never guess that history about me.
My name is Sarah Taylor, and I am the daughter of two women, Karen and Nancy.
My name is Thomas Grody. On a personal note, I can share with you that my being gay has not been an easy road for me.
That was Tom Grody, whose family owns several businesses, including Donato's Pizza. Grody, along with the Ohio Chamber of Commerce and the AFL-CIO, discussed how important these laws can be for the business community and for attracting a talented workforce.
Having non-discrimination protections in place empowers our employees to perform at their best because they don't have to be afraid every single day when they come to work.
The Senate committee only heard testimony from supporters. If this bill gets another hearing, it will likely be time for opponents to offer their stance. Those against the legislation include Citizens for Community Values. The group's president, Aaron Baer, says these changes can open the door to frivolous lawsuits.
When you look at a bill like this that is as vague as sexual orientation and gender identity, how does a business owner know if one of their employees is gay? The idea that you can be sued by somebody for firing them because they're gay, that's a plaintiff's lawyer's dream.
He adds that there are a lot of groups and businesses against the bill that are too afraid to speak out.
There is no doubt that the proponents of this bill have run a campaign of fear and intimidation to try to bully people to either support this bill or be quiet on the bill. Nobody wants to be called a bigot. Nobody wants to be seen as anti-LGBT. But you can support and love your LGBT neighbors and still see this bill as harmful.
Baer believes more people could come out in opposition to the bill when the time comes. As for Jody Davis, she says she's privileged to have a place to live and work without discrimination. To Davis, that's all the more reason to fight for this bill.
I know other people in the state don't have the same privilege, don't have the same access to bathrooms and health care and jobs and employment that I do. Then I want to be able to be here and speak out.
Similar legislation has been proposed in the Ohio House and Senate since 2008. The furthest it's gone is through the House when Democrats had control of the chamber in 2009. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.